This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914, and Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, fax 989-463-9381. Regarding Nancy, middle initial J, Peska, P-E-S-K-A, date of birth 9/28/1942. Dear Troy and Dr. Akkad, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Peska, who was seen in consultation June 11th of this year for stage 3A chronic kidney disease since December of 2023. She does have non-small cell sarcomatoid SARCOMATOID spindle cell variant lung cancer, and is followed by Dr. Akkad for that, and that has been stable. She had multiple labs as well as a kidney ultrasound and a renal artery Doppler study, which was negative for renal artery stenosis. Her kidney ultrasound also was unremarkable, but she has had two urinary tract infections since her consult. The first was treated with doxycycline, and the second was treated with Macrobid. And she's starting to feel better now, currently on Macrobid still. The second time she had gross hematuria, but we cannot find an actual reason for the hematuria and she, other than the UTI. However, she needs to see a urologist and have a cystoscopy done. And the patient understands that that is in the works. Currently, her weight is stable and she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is now clear, no cloudiness or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, no edema, no bowel changes. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan 25 milligram daily as well as amlodipine 5 milligram daily. New since her last visit, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram daily. And also amoxicillin, she takes 500 milligram before dental procedures. Also, she's still on 12.5 milligram of carvedilol twice a day. And other medications are unchanged also. Physical exam, weight 125 pounds, pulse is 68 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 130 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/30 of 2024. Urinalysis, 2 plus blood and a trace of protein, 1 plus bacteria. And she did have several strains of E. coli bacteria, all sensitive to Macrobid. So she was started on Macrobid 500 milligram 3 times a day for 7 days. And she's finishing that currently. And her creatinine is 1.01 with estimated GFR of 56. Phosphorus is 4.6, albumin 3.8. Sodium is low at 126, most likely secondary to the addition of hydrochlorothiazide. Potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide 22. Glucose was 85, hemoglobin 9.7, normal white count, platelets are 97,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, most likely secondary to prolonged hypertension. Currently it's at goal. 2, she has the non-small cell sarcomatoid spindle cell variant of lung cancer, followed by Dr. Akkad. 3, hypertension. 4, history of gross hematuria, and we've asked Troy to arrange a urology referral for her so she can have a cystoscopy to look into that. And 5, recurrent UTIs. We did provide the patient with a standing lab order to have lab studies done every 3 months with urinalysis and a urine culture due to the recurrent UTIs. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice within the next 6 to 7 months after she returns from her winter travels. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.